Gambling is a 4,000-year-old tradition in China, and when Chinese immigrants settled in New York, the gaming continued. While Foxwoods and Atlantic City casinos remain attractive alternatives to the dingy basement-level parlors of old Chinatown, there are still hints of those days. And as WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports, many recent immigrants rely on small associations of fellow countrymen for socializing, and that often includes gambling.
In a smoky second-floor walk-up on Division Street in Manhattan's Chinatown, mahjong tiles clank as four members of the Fujian Tang Ton Association chain-smoke cigarettes and sip jasmine tea. Dong Ming Feng is 64 years old and comes to socialize with fellow Fujianese and do some low-stakes gambling.
It's like if you're off today, come to my association, relax. Tomorrow you're back to work. That's it. Our rule here is this: no big bets. We're from the same village, meeting up to have a little fun. That's it.
Players stash a dozen or so colored chips in small drawers in the mahjong table. Each chip is worth $1. Pretty low stakes. But interviews with other gamblers, locals, and experts reveal that these parlors see bets up to several thousands of dollars.
Wherever there's a big Asian community, you're going to find gambling.
That's Monty Chan, a retired NYPD officer who worked the 5th Precinct in Chinatown and the Manhattan South Vice Squad, where he was responsible for breaking up illegal gambling. Chan served from 1973 to 1993, when illegal gambling rings ran rampant. As a Chinese American, he could get into places other officers couldn't.
I dressed like a waiter, got black pants on, I got a white shirt on, and roll up my sleeves and put on a pair of glasses and go back into a place.
Chan says he'd raid a place at night, clear out all the gambling tables, and confiscate gear. But it didn't do much to curtail the gambling.
Once they take everything out, within 6 or 7, 8 hours, there's a carpenter down there, 2x4s, boop, 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 boop. And they're setting up new tables already. And the gambling will be back on the next day.
Chan believes the old days of the smoky basement-level gambling parlors on Mott and Pell Streets are mostly gone, thanks in part to easy access to nearby casinos like Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods. But last July, police arrested 10 Chinese people, mostly women, for illegal gambling. And in April, there was another raid at a Flushing mahjong parlor. Hunter College professor Peter Kwong, who's written extensively about Chinatown, says the gambling there is well known and even suggests the crackdowns are an easy get and that arrests are often just for show.
I know police know where they operate. When they want to crack them down, they could, to the point that some of these gambling operations will have information about crackdown and will volunteer people to be arrested.
Kwong says gambling is an important part of Chinese socializing, and that it's unreasonable to think someone who worked all day would then hop on a bus and head to Atlantic City or Connecticut. This is where the local community associations come in. Ko Lin Chin is a professor of criminal justice at Rutgers College and says these associations don't receive any government funding and need money to pay the rising cost of rent, electric bills, heating, and hot water.
Most of these organizations, they don't have a membership system, or even if they do, you know, people are reluctant to pay a membership fee. So as a result of that, most of these organizations will begin providing a place for their people to come and gamble. And most of the time, it's not for free.
Chinese gambling has been dated back to the Xia Dynasty, 2000 to 1500 BC. And chances are, Governor Cuomo's plan to bring big-time casinos to Queens will attract a sizable Chinese clientele. But there's no indication that these local gamblers will feel the need to change their venue, especially if mahjong and jasmine tea aren't on tap. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.